Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
CBS Sports Radio.
Live from CBS Radio Studios in New York City, it's the DA Show with your host, Damon Amendolara, featuring producer Mraz and the musical sounds of the Zap Zap Orchestra. Now, ladies and gentlemen, here's DA.
And a happy Friday to you, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Target Demo Friday. Appreciate you dropping on by. Coming up this hour here on the program, we are stunned to a news. And then also in 40 minutes, how should Zach Gelb greet the listeners in his turn as your personal valet a week from today? The Bob's Bar Show marches forward, now just 7 days away. Friday, June the 16th. Be there in West Babylon, New York. Gates are open to everyone. Game three last night, Stanley Cup Final goes to the Florida Panthers in dramatic fashion. Great job by the Panthers making this a series. They played their tails off. They got absolutely stomped in the first two games in Vegas. Looked like they couldn't keep up. Speed and depth of weaponry for the Knights just overwhelmed them. Bobrovsky was terrible in net both nights. And instead, last night, Bobrovsky was very good, but they still needed a late comeback. Down a goal with 2 minutes to play, they pulled Bobrovsky for the extra skater. They score to tie things up, go to overtime. Then they draw a penalty and have to penalty kill for 2 minutes in overtime. The Florida Panthers' penalty kill has been a disaster the entire postseason, so everybody assumes they give up the game-winning goal here. They're down 3-0, series over. Instead, they kill it off and then score even strength, 3-2 overtime winner, and the Cats have life. It's now 2-1 Vegas Golden Knights, so nice job by the Florida Panthers last night at home in front of a very raucous South Florida building. And good times in South Florida as the Miami Heat are at home for a game four, although they got to win this game for the NBA Finals. Panthers hosting the Stanley Cup Final. Messi coming to Inter Miami in MLS. The Marlins may have a 400 hitter. Shockingly, Miami has a lot of good stuff going on. And the Dolphins, do they land Dalvin Cook this weekend? Pretty interesting. The Full House meme is up for today's Target Demo Friday. And I asked the question of where you are, how you're listening, and preference, Uncle Jesse or Uncle Joey. That opened up my eyes with a tweet that I just got, which I will get to here momentarily because I might have been living a lie. But a week from today first is what we talk about from Bob's Bar, the third annual Bob's Bar Show. And last year, we had a mountain of a man chugging hot coffee, crushing Entenmann donuts, and putting on the display like no other because that's who he is. He's a legend here on the DA Show, and he will return to the premises, the site of Bob's Bar, annual, third annual, a week from today. Joining us this morning on the show is our friend, the iconic Badlands Booker. Badlands, good morning.
Hey, DA, what's going on? How you been?
I've been great, and I can't wait to see you next week. I just want to say thank you from me, from the show, and from all the listeners for being so flexible and jumping on board to do the show again from Bob's Bar next week, man. We're all so thankful for it.
Oh, nah, thanks for having me. I mean, it's, it's an awesome time. You know, I had so much fun last year. Looking forward to next Friday, and it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
I'm going to now spell out for you what we need you to do, okay?
Okay.
First part is Mraz lost a bet, and so he. You have to dig into your inner belly, the deepest recesses of your belly, and you need to belch 2 inches from his face. The biggest belch you've ever got. You've got to belch in his face after pounding coffee and donuts. Is that? Can you do that?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh man. Yeah, poor Mraz. Oh my gosh. You know, maybe we'll break the record. I have a 9-second record on my YouTube channel. So.
Oh. Okay. 9-second belch. How do you get to 9 seconds? What's the beverage that you need?
Well, that time I used Diet Coke. I just had the 2-liter Diet Coke. Right, I tried to finish it, you know, but I got halfway, and then you know the carbonation, the buildup was just too much, and it was just like I was just like a superhero, you know, saying the X-Men, you know, Cyclops has his like you know plat you know like. You know, his like eye rays or Iron Man has his repulsor rays. You know, I just open my mouth and just let the burps go. You know, it's crazy.
Okay, so should we provide you a 2-liter of Diet Coke so that you have a 9-second burp or just maybe, you know, a really long burp in his face?
Yeah. I'm down.
All right, we can provide that. And just so you know, because you're basically Mraz's childhood hero, as bad as it sounds for other people, I think he's actually going to enjoy it. I think he's actually really excited about you to burp in his face.
It's going to be real hot. It's going to be real loud.
I was excited for it.
Wow, okay.
It's going to be like the spray zone at the hot dog contest. You know,
right in front. No.
It's the best place to be until it's not, but it's going to be okay. You're going to be okay, Sean.
The next part is, after you belch in his face, part of losing this bet is, we will provide you a thick kielbasa. You then need to slap Mraz in the face with the kielbasa. Can you do that?
Oh, sure. Oh, my goodness.
He's gonna be dressed up in his oldest underwear. And he's going to be wearing his oldest New Jersey Nets basketball jersey. And then you're going to have to slap him in the face with a kielbasa. And then we're going to throw him into the pool. And that is going to kick off summer officially. And the bagpipes are going to ring out. And then we are going to ring in the summer. So we need you to belch in his face, then slap him with a kielbasa.
Let's go. I'm ready. I'll be there.
Okay. Is there any requests? You know, celebrities have riders when they appear at shows, concerts, you know, things like this where they say, okay, if I'm going to show up, I need X, Y, and Z, green M&Ms, or I need, you know, a sheet cake or something. Is there anything that you need from us to appear?
No, I just need you to let me in the Bob's Bar and I'll be there.
Okay. What in terms of breakfast or lunch, if we have like burgers going, Bob's going to have the skillet going. He might do breakfast burritos or breakfast tacos, Sandos. He might do burgers. Is there anything specific that you'd like?
Nah, it's dealer's choice. I'm an omnivore, you know, whatever he's cooking on the Blackstone Grill, I'm ready to eat.
Mraz, do you think Bob is going to be doing breakfast sandwiches or burgers?
I think probably more breakfast. I think a lot of eggs will be going like crazy. There'll probably be some pancakes as well, Badlands. You know, blueberries, chocolate chips, whatever works for you, pal, we'll make it work. Bob will be more than happy.
All right. You know, I'll bring my appetite as well. Well, I always bring my appetite, so, you know, it's all good.
Now, let me just ask you, is there any signature breakfast item from you, Badlands, that you really like or a weird combination or something that we can make and then serve it to everybody else? Like, this is the Badlands signature breakfast sandwich or something on the griddle?
Well, since I'm a New Yorker, you know, I like the sauce, egg, and cheese with salt, pepper, and ketchup. You know, that's my thing, you know, every morning.
Sausage, egg, and cheese. Okay. And then is that on a bagel or is that an English muffin? Is that on a roll?
I like it on the roll.
Okay. So like a bulky roll.
Yeah, okay. Like a Kaiser roll. Yeah.
A Kaiser roll. Sausage, egg, cheese, and a Kaiser roll. Okay. We can do that. We can do that for you. Mm-hmm. All right, well, all right. Yeah, I just want to say thank you again. Can't wait to see you. And I know the audience is really fired up to take photos with you and say hello and meet you. And you've always been really great to all of us and our listeners. Last year was so much fun. So can't wait to see you next Friday.
No doubt. I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to get on the show and for us to have fun. It's going to be a good time next Friday.
It's going to be awesome. Badlands Booker, the Baron of Belch, joining us this morning on the show. See you next Friday, buddy.
All right, now. All right, okay. See you then.
Badlands Booker. All right. So this is big. He has a 9-second belch on record. 9-second belch on record. And it's going to be hot, as he says.
It's gross. That was the thing I was looking forward to. Now I think that actually is the punishment. The gross 9-second burp after a 2-liter of Diet Pepsi.
Why suddenly did you go from loving that idea to hating it?
Well, because when I pictured belch, I knew it would be like loud. But now I'm thinking about the length and like the gurgly soda. And also the man, I'm pretty sure, we didn't ask a follow-up. Did he say he has that egg sandwich every morning?
Yeah.
So that might be on the ride in before he even gets to Bob's breakfast.
Right, right. Okay, so maybe we can have Bob create a signature Badlands sandwich for everybody.
Called the Booker.
Yeah, the Booker or the Badlands. And it's sausage, egg, cheese on a roll. That's a big sandwich. Maybe a little ketchup on that, like he said. And away we go.
And served with a can of Diet Coke.
Yeah, and have some Diet Coke on
the side. That's the Booker. That's the breakfast.
That's the Booker.
Go up to the griddle and order the Booker.
I love it. Badlands is the best. Is he not the best? You know, sometimes they say never meet your heroes because you'll be disappointed. But Mraz, for Badlands, he's even better than advertised.
Yeah, and I want to take us back to DA when we made the parameters of this bet and saying that we'll have Badlands do this. I want to remind everybody that we didn't ask Badlands before we agreed to the
confirmed
bet. It was just we are so confident in our relationship with him and the type of person he is that, yeah, sure, slap Mraz in the face with a kielbasa, burp in his face, he'll be down. And lo and behold, you hear it's a week out. He's looking forward to it.
Yeah, and he's giggling with everything, and the kielbasa is making him laugh. He's just amazing. And so if you're going to show up to Bob's bar, I mandate you to take a picture with Badlands so that you can bring it home, you can post it on social media, show your friends and family, because he is enormous, he's jolly, he's accomplished, he's amazing. He's just amazing in every way.
And I think we have the potential for one of the most viral photos of all time at Bob's bar next week. Aren't you so curious of seeing a next to picture of Katie Linendoll and Badlands Booker?
Oh, wow. You're right.
You know, it's going to be like one of those when all of a sudden Yao Ming is next to somebody.
Right. It's like Yao Ming and Muggsy Bogues.
Right. Maybe perhaps our tiniest in stature in studio guest versus our largest in stature in studio guest on the same premises at the same time is going to be an amazing photo.
Badlands is going to make Katie look like a Cabbage Patch doll.
You know, man. We go back to last year. The guy, I just have to keep saying this. The guy drank a whole box of Cup of Joe.
Yes.
Hot.
A whole box.
And nobody asked him to either,
right,
by the way.
No, it wasn't part of a competition. He just did it. Yeah, for those that don't know, that was Dunkin', right? Or that.
Yeah, no, yeah. So it was Dunkin' Donuts' box of Joe. It's like, right. I think it's 12 cups worth in a box.
So it comes in like a cardboard box with a handle, and you're supposed to bring it to work. Or bring it to school, or bring it to a gathering, for a PTA meeting. So everybody has a cup. He brought his own box of coffee. We had Entenmann Donuts.
I think Bogish actually brought two boxes. I think it was Bogish that brought it.
And he took the entire box of hot, scalding coffee and chugged it. He chugged a box of coffee.
Yeah, to this day, the locals around Bob's Bar are still most amazed at that. I mean, it has been the thing most talked about. Could you believe you were in the house when Badlands chugged a box of Joe?
Seriously. Really. It's like, can you believe we were there when Nolan Ryan beat up Robin Ventura?
Or going
it's
to,
like one of those, I'll always remember where I was.
Well, like you go to a hockey game, you see a goalie score on the empty net. You'll never forget the night.
I can't wait. A week from Friday is the Bob's Bar show. You got to be there. I cannot wait for the whole bit. Let me just bring you this tweet, and then we're going to get to Stun 2 News next segment. But
I got this tweet and it really took me aback because I tweeted out the Target Demo Friday meme. Yesterday we were trying to sing the Family Matters theme song because of course, and we kept stumbling into the Full House theme song. So Cap did a genius meme today where it's us with the Full House crew and the cast and their house behind us. And I wrote, you know, hashtag or let us know where you are and how you're listening and Uncle Jesse or Uncle Joey. And L to the OG tweeted me, Joey Gladstone was not their uncle and he was never called Uncle Joey.
Huh?
And if this is true, I've been living a lie. Is that true? Joey Gladstone, played by Dave Coulier, cut it out, was never called Uncle Joey?
How is that possible? I've heard him in interviews, referred to himself as Uncle Joey.
I don't know. I don't know if he was called Uncle Joey on the show, but he was. Technically, he was a family friend on the show.
Now, you're exactly right about that, Pete, and I knew that. I knew that Jesse and Danny Tanner, played by Bob Saget, both those guys are brothers in the show, right?
Brother-in-law.
Oh, yeah. The brother-in-law.
Yes, Jesse was the...
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Right. Joey
His
was...
late wife's brother.
And I was going to say, he was referred to as Uncle Joey three times in episodes 143, 170, and 184.
Cap brings this up from Wikipedia, that Joey Gladstone is Danny Tanner's childhood best friend and Jesse Katsopolis's adult best friend. So he was Uncle Jesse's best friend as an adult, but he was not an uncle. But even though he wasn't an uncle, did they just call him Joey? I mean, I feel like I remember the Olsen twins calling him Uncle Joey.
Well, it says the girls themselves never called him Uncle Joey. It was Jesse's twins that called him Uncle Joey in those three episodes. So the girls never, but it could be one of those things, DA, where it's just like, hey, you, like maybe they never called him anything. You know, you ever have those people in life that you never actually refer to what they are?
Well,
what's
yes.
up? How are you?
Yes.
What's up, man?
Well, no, beyond that's a little bit more informal, but my... You know my, quote, Aunt Kathy, who's my
yes.
hairstylist.
Legend.
You've met at the birth DA, and she loves her rum. She loves her cigars. She's just the best. She's an Italian girl from the Lower East Side, and she's just the best. She's amazing. I call her my Aunt Kathy, but she's not related. She's just one of my mom's best friends from growing up. So I guess it could be like that. Like, you call Uncle Joey your Uncle Joey, but he's not really an uncle. But I always thought that he was referred to as Uncle Joey on the show. That's where I feel like I've been living a lie. I knew he wasn't an uncle, but I thought he was always called Uncle Joey.
We could be splitting hairs, and I really don't want to have to go back and rewatch. But it's saying the girls never uttered those words that the twins did. But who's Bob Saget's character? What's his name? Danny.
Danny Tanner.
Danny might have referred to him as your uncle at some point. This is only referring to the way the girls referred to him. You know what I mean? In conversations with them. Like, I'm sure those conversations happen at the show where, you know, Uncle Joey's downstairs doing the cut it out thing again.
Unless everybody just called him Joey? I don't know. I feel like I'm going to defer to Pete the Body here. Do you feel like, Pete, he was never called Uncle Joey?
I thought I heard it a couple times, but not all the time. I remember Uncle Jesse a lot, but I never really paid attention enough to know what he was being called. You know, it was just really more we knew him as Joey or Uncle Joe.
I mean, D.A., you're the one up right now from midnight to three. You're going to have to do this research, I think.
I got
to
start from season one and work your way up.
You yeah. come back to us in 2 weeks with a report.
I'm going to have to tally every reference of both uncles from every episode for seven seasons and then the reboot.
And no commercials, so that's okay. You'll be able to get through that pretty much in about maybe 4 weeks or so.
Pete, when you watched Family Matters, what streaming platform was that on?
I believe that was Amazon Prime.
Okay. They all kind of run together. Do we know what Full House is on? Because Fuller House was Netflix, wasn't it?
I think it is Netflix.
Yeah,
I think it is,
okay.
But I'm not sure.
Netflix.
One of those.
I can't. No more password sharing. I don't have my mother-in-law's account anymore, so I can't go back.
No, you don't have Netflix anymore?
No, I was hacking my mother-in-law's, so I'm out.
I never needed Disney Plus because I didn't have any children. Now, with AJ here, I feel like I got to sign up for Disney Plus like within the year.
Oh, dude, believe me. You're going to learn every Mickey character real quick.
Get ready.
I know. There's going to be a lot of Disney in my life.
You'll learn
and
about...
Then I'll be the one debating... Is Goofy a dog or a cat?
You also learn about a character named Blippi.
Yeah, the infamous Blippi. Okay, when we come back on the show, Pat Boyle has a stunned to news. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Home of the signature lukewarm churro. The DA Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You can always watch the DA Show. It's on YouTube every single morning, and full episodes are archived on YouTube. Thanks, YouTube, for giving us that much space. Every single four-hour show is archived there, and every single day you can stream it as well. Check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, at the CBS Sports Radio channels, or watch us on watchda.com. That's also mobile-friendly. What an offseason for running backs. We touched on this back in hour number one, but damn. Dalvin Cook is easily one of the three best all-around running backs in football in terms of catching the football and rushing the football. He's dynamic. He's a playmaker. He's been productive for a number of years. The guy has been everything that they could have ever hoped for and more coming out of Florida State. He has made four Pro Bowls. He has just been a consistent, big-time, productive running back for the Minnesota Vikings, and the Vikings had their best season in years last year, winning the division and hosting a playoff game. Now, they didn't win a playoff game, but he has rushed for more than 1,000 yards, in fact, more than 1,100 yards every year for the last 4 years. 2 years ago, in 2020, he ran for 1,500 yards that led the league and led the league with 16 rushing touchdowns. He has had 53 receptions, 44 receptions, 34 receptions, and 39 receptions. So he's averaging between, let's just say, 40 and 45 catches and 1,100 yards on the ground every year for the last 4 years, and he's only 27 years old. And yet the Vikings don't want to eat his contract this year. They don't want to pay him. They're a good team with a great offense, don't want to pay him. And I would imagine try to trade him and can't get any trading partners, so they're going to flat out waive him. Now, there's no appetite on the open market for Dalvin Cook at his price. There's no appetite for his own team at that price. The Titans tried to trade Derrick Henry reportedly and got no takers. The Giants are hitting the franchise tag on Saquon Barkley because they don't want to give him a long-term deal, and he's upset. And Austin Eckler wants a new home because he can't get paid with the Chargers. I mean, if you're a running back, this is not your era. This is not your era at all. And, you know, who knows? It might be that we're in such a pass-happy time that the pendulum swings back to running the football, and that, you know, there's always the ups and downs, ebbs and flows, evolution of offense, and what old is new, what's new is old. You know, it's not like this is the first time passing has been a dynamic part of the league's offense. This happened in the 80s with the West Coast offense. It happened in the 60s in the AFL. It happened in the 50s with the Los Angeles Rams. There's always been, even Otto Graham and the Cleveland Browns and Paul Brown's mind, there's always been these fits and starts of big-time evolution. It's not just like, oh, we'll only see passing forever. But if there is more of a priority placed on running backs, it might just be on rookie running backs and rookie contract running backs. And I think that's smart. Because for the Dalvin Cook and Saquon Barkley's, Austin Eckler's, and Derrick Henry's, you know, who's to say you just can't find the next one of those guys every year in the draft? I'm not saying that Derrick Henry is a dime a dozen, but what I am saying is none of those guys won a Super Bowl. None of those guys have been in a Super Bowl. The great running backs in this league are minimized because you need two of them. And once they get to the next contract, you don't want to pay them because you got to pay everybody else. So just a brutal time to be a running back, seeing how things are going, and Dalvin Cook getting no takers. He's going to be waived. Mraz, my friend Casey texted me that she has instituted a family-wide ban on Blippi. Family-wide, nobody is allowed to watch Blippi.
Okay, I could hear that. I understand that. We've done the same in our house with Coco Melon. So at some point, you got to make a call on a certain show.
Tell me why you've done the nationwide ban on Coco Melon.
Yes. So my nationwide ban on Coco Melon is simple. For whatever reason, it is the one show where Taylor will actually space out to the point she is not hearing mommy or daddy and therefore not acknowledging us. And then if we need her to step away, it's dinner time or something like that. It's a lot of whining, crying, and temper tantrums afterwards where she's not the kind of personality you want to deal with. So now, Coco Melon, and she will tell us in the house, Taylor, what do you want to watch before bed? Anything. I'm not allowed to watch Coco Melon. So anything. She's learned her lesson. No more Coco Melon.
Because you saw it, changing her personality.
Like, it was scary, D.A. Like, she would look, her jaw gasped, almost the way I would look at Scrambled Spice Channel as a kid. It was just, like, she was mesmerized. It was too much. It was hypnotizing her.
Pete, have you instituted the ban on Blippi?
No, I think that the strategy we implement in the Bilotti household is to, if he's watching TV, to rotate and play a multitude of shows, whether it be from Disney Plus or whatnot. Try to focus a lot on music and education and that type of stuff. And but he gets in those moments where, you know, we have to say, you know, hey, time for bed, and we just shut it off and on to the next thing.
So you just don't want him to lock into Blippi. It's okay to watch it. You just don't want him to go marathon binge watching Blippi.
Yeah. I mean, there's times where he'll get into something and he'll want to watch a little more of it. But I would like to have him, if he's going to watch TV, watch a bunch of stuff and watch stuff that you're going to learn from. And it's helping him. I think he's doing, in terms of his speech and knowing things, it's helping him a lot.
Okay. Is Blippi the one that's done by the former military guy?
Yes.
I've never seen an episode of that. I'm unfamiliar with it.
You're unfamiliar with Blippi's work?
I am. I don't even know what that's on. Yeah, we have not been a Blippi house. I haven't had to deal with that.
And now he has a girl, like not a girlfriend, but a girl friend, friend named Mika. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Okay. Ooh. Zibanejad.
Glue Sniffer tweets. Yes, Glue Sniffer is one of our listeners. How about this for a Badlands breakfast sando? Garlic-infused sausage, sauerkraut, onions, eggs, and hot sauce on a jalapeno bagel.
Who's eating that?
I mean, served with a 2 liter of Diet Coke and Mentos.
That's again where I direct you to Wendy's for the bathrooms and not in the house.
Another town.
Do you think Bob is going to be okay, Mraz, if we ask him to do the Booker sandwich? He really idolizes Booker as well, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he also is forever indebted to Booker. Booker signed the boot that he brought last year to my father. And my dad treats it as if it's a Thurman Munson rookie card. So, yes. Nobody's allowed to touch it. It's a rat away. It's a whole thing. Like, you know, one day my parents are going to be paid. I'm going to go, what the heck is this? It's going to be worth nothing on the open market. But he thinks it's going to be like our ticket to, you know, kids' colleges.
It's a big glass boot that Badlands chugged stuff out of for his YouTube channel. So it's an iconic piece of Badlands memorabilia, and in honor of, I mean, this is how cool Badlands is. He brought perhaps his most valuable item and gave it to Bob and signed it. And so Bob has this as an amazing memento. It's just, it's like having a Ted Williams signed bat. It's just incredible.
It really is. My dad only brought it out for the 4th of July contest last year, propped it up as Badlands, wrapped on the TV at Bob's bar, and just pointed there. But you know, he was here once. Dad, we were all here. We understand he was here.
So right now, maybe the breakfast sando, the booker that we'll serve at Bob's bar is going to be sausage, egg, cheese on a Kaiser roll with ketchup.
Yeah, we got to figure out how many eggs to buy, DA, too.
Yeah.
You know,
eggs are not cheap these days.
No, we can make a bulk order, but you know, we gotta figure it out. We gotta look into this here.
You're right. Wow, this is so exciting.
A week out.
We're a week out. It's already here. I'm over the moon. It feels a lot like an advent calendar counting down to Christmas. Like every day I open up a new door on that advent calendar. And okay, today's Badlands Booker's on the show. Tomorrow, I think we're going to have Gelb do something next week on the show in advance of his his sighting. I mean, we're going to buy the eggs. We're going to get perhaps a gift for Bob. I mean, all these things are going to kind of come together over the next 7 days.
There's been speculation about whether Gelb needs to retake a driver's test with a parallel parking aspect to make sure he's safe. Maybe Cap's got to jump in there. And I will also tell you, the first 60 fans that arrive will receive a metal, I think, magnetic bottle opener made by Justin. He advanced them. They look a little... I've seen the replicas.
Come on, we got giveaways at the door?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And they look really sharp and really nice. I got the first glimpse of them yesterday. Justin, our listener from Albany, has done a great job with them. So first 60 that come through the door will get a magnetic bottle opener.
Can you even fit 60 in your parents' backyard?
Yes, it'll be tight. We'll put it this way. We hope we don't give them all away, but nonetheless, I got to let everybody know. It's like a bobblehead at Citi Field.
It's unreal. Justin from Albany has given us a bunch of, did you say bottle openers?
Yeah, so last year he gave us, I think he ordered 500. I think he overshot how many we needed.
500?
We still have those. We still have probably 100 of them. But this year, 60, but like instead of the ones he did, like really, really sharp. Like I'm telling you, these are like a nice memento you really, really want.
Wow. All right. So giveaways at the door to the first 60 through the gates.
The best part about the invites is DA inviting people to the Bob's Bar show himself. It's Sean's father's backyard.
No, but it's a show. It's all right.
Oh, hey, Tim Capshaw, come on down.
Oh, I got to send him the address.
Yeah. No, doors are open. Gates are open.
Right.
Come one, come all.
Yeah, just no tents and RVs, and we're going to be okay.
Right, and we have had a listener say, my dream is to camp out of the backyard of your parents' house and then do s'mores with you guys the night before, but I think we're going to block that.
I don't think that's my parents' dream at all to have that happen in the backyard. And I will say, DA, one of the hotels we speculated, prices jumped to nearly double. We saw hotel rooms last night, as Mariana was looking, that jumped to $400 a night. So I think a lot of buzz. Now, I'm not just telling anybody to spend that money, but I think this event has caused now a price spike.
High demand in the area.
Yes.
It's like Leo Messi coming to Miami.
Really? Crazy.
Are you sure there's nothing else going on?
I don't think so.
Like people have to go to the supermarket?
No, there's a Houlihan's next to it. I don't think they're doing a big thing.
A Houlihan's.
Man, I wonder if I should throw a Bob's Bar Eve party in my suite.
That's the last thing you need.
I'll say this. I don't know if you're going to get a nap in anytime soon during Bob's Bar.
Oh, yeah. No. That's going to be my first night's sleep in 3 weeks.
So we're rooting for you. Yeah. So if DA's not there the first hour, everybody knows what happened.
Yeah, you guys start without me. I'll be there at 7. All right, standing by with headlines, here is Pat Boyle.
All right, Canadian bacon, less than an hour away. But last night, we got one of the great Stanley Cup final games in recent memory. Trailing 2-0 and down 2-1 with less than 4 minutes left, the Panthers were staring into the abyss. They pulled goalie Sergei Bobrovsky from net and needed a miracle, but that's exactly what they got. Matthew Tkachuk, who left the game twice earlier on after taking a big hit and needing to be cleared by concussion protocols, He tied the game with under 3 minutes to go, and then Carter Verhaeghe won it in OT, a captivating comeback win as the Panthers take it 3-2. This was exactly the kind of series they needed to turn it into. One of physicality and emotion, but Vegas coach Bruce Cassidy says his team can't get caught up in that.
They'll certainly enjoy it, and they should. When you win in overtime like that, get yourself back in it. So, but our job is different than theirs right now, and we just got to make sure that, as we said, we learn from it and then put it behind us tomorrow.
Game four tomorrow night back in South Florida. Over to baseball, just like the future show on BetQL with the Gravy Boys, the Yankees and White Sox got smoked out on Tuesday night. So they played a doubleheader last night, splitting the proceedings. White Sox came from behind to win game one, 6-5, thanks to a go-ahead two-run blast from Eloy Jimenez, before the Yankees got a great outing from rookie Randy Vasquez in just his second big league start to win game two, 3-0. Phillies and Tigers also making up a game from Tuesday's smoke show. Zach Wheeler took a no-hitter into the eighth inning.
Good one.
Yeah, thank you. And then suddenly the Phillies found themselves trailing 2-1 entering the bottom of the ninth. No matter, Brandon Marsh tied it with a sac fly, and then son of Roger, Cody Clemens with a walk-off single. The Phillies sweep the Tigers and win their fifth straight, 3-2 the final. And it was long time coming for Joe Adele. His 2023 debut resulted in a 455-foot moonshot that nearly reached the second deck at Angel Stadium. Angels beat the Cubs 3-1 to finish off the sweep. Adele was the 10th overall pick back in 2017, struggled mightily in his three previous seasons in the big leagues, but he's been tearing it up in AAA this season. We'll see if he hangs on once Hunter Renfroe returns from paternity list. Going back to South Florida, we get another Game 4, NBA Finals Game 4 tonight in Miami, and the Heat were hoping to have Tyler Hero officially cleared from his broken hand, but that's not happening.
This is just part of the process. You know, you have to go through stages. First part of it was just shooting, then movement, then contact versus coaches, and then the next level of contact in practice. He has not been cleared for a game, and he's still not cleared yet.
Eric Spoelstra talking to media yesterday. Hero has been cleared for basically everything but game action. He broke his hand in game one against the Bucks nearly 2 months ago, so the Heat will need that hot and cold three-point shooting to resemble the team's name tonight. In their two losses this series, they are 24 for 74 from deep. That's 32%. And in the game two that they won, they went 17 of 35. Tip off tonight at 8:30 Eastern. Football news, you guys talked about it last hour. The Panthers have elevated number one overall draft pick Bryce Young to QB1 ahead of mandatory rookie camp, with new head coach Frank Reich saying, quote, "It's just the next step," end quote. WNBA last night, DeWanna Bonner was scorching hot with a career-high 41 points. The Suns burned the Aces 94-77, handing them their first loss of the young season. And yes, Mraz, a captivating matchup that is gripping sports fans worldwide. French Open men's semifinals today.
Woohoo!
And the first one starts in about 10 minutes. Might as well be the title decider. Novak Djokovic aiming for his 23rd Grand Slam title to break the current tie with Rafa Nadal, but 20-year-old phenom and world number one Carlos Alcaraz stands in his way. Alcaraz won the U.S. Open last year for his first slam title. All right. That's good. Once you get right, wait till the TV ratings come out. I bet you they're higher than the
Than what?
Stanley Cup playoffs before the final?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait to turn it off.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you guys are very enthusiastic about sports here.
No, but how about that?
All right. Let's get stunned, I guess. Nobody likes tennis. Go screw off.
It doesn't take much to surprise this bouncing baby boy.
This is honestly the most stunned I have ever been on the show to a news.
The DA show is stunned to a news.
All right, this one comes from Georgia, and it was not the film scene of Fast and Furious 17 or whatever ungodly edition of that movie they're coming out with next.
I think we're at 10, right?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
Fast 10?
They're single-handedly keeping Vin Diesel's career afloat with these horrendous films. Anyway.
I haven't seen one of them.
I saw Tokyo Drift, and that was the only one I've ever seen.
So between the four of us, guys, have we seen a total of two Fast and Furious
movies? I saw the first three.
Okay, so we have five.
I saw one with The Rock.
Six. Okay, so we're at a total of six between the four of us.
Yeah. Anyway,
out of a potential 40.
A tow truck had lowered its ramp to clear a car crash on Highway 34 in Georgia, but then a motorist came from behind, either not seeing the tow truck or not caring to stop, drove onto the ramp at 60 miles an hour. Her sedan launched high into the air, soaring 120 feet in the air before crashing back down onto the roadway.
And the reason that I'm saying whoa is because there's video of this.
Yes, there is.
This was caught in a police camera. So this tow truck has the, like Pat just said, whatever you call the back, kind of angled down to drag onto the car. And this woman just happens to drive over it and never stop and launch herself over the front of the tow truck. And in the air, it's an insane video. And she survived? No injuries?
Definitely injuries. But, I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, so a 21-year-old woman from Tallahassee, Florida, no surprise, was preparing either for the Indy 500 or the Evel Knievel sweepstakes and was driving the sedan, according to police. She was taken to South Georgia Medical Center with what the incident report describes as suspected serious injuries, obviously. I mean, and you know, like the tow truck, obviously, like she clips the head of the truck as she flies off the ramp. Imagine if the truck was a shorter one and she totally just clears over it.
Can I say something kind of astonishing at this? If you look at the tow truck, it's one of those where, like, clearly, like, the wheel parts are, like, lined up. You ever try to drive through a car wash and you have to get it just so they make you turn or
Yeah, change? She nailed it.
Like, for her to nail this almost perfectly with her tire alignment up that ramp is crazy.
Whoa. And she launches over the head of the pickup truck or the tow truck and then starts angling to the right so she hits the ground on her side. I mean, so I guess she was just not paying attention because the tow truck is on the shoulder. It's not even in the middle of the highway.
Yeah, that's got on the phone written all over
texting.
It.
Yeah,
deputies in Landis County were already on the scene responding to another arrest following a traffic stop along Highway 34. Patch.com, where I found more details on this, stated that it's unclear whether the woman will be charged. The crash is still under investigation.
Well, okay, so obviously you hope that she's okay. But thank goodness she didn't hurt other people. There's all first responders, police officers. It looks like maybe there's medical teams as well, or at least police officers, tow trucks, etc. There's a lot of people gathered in the median of this highway assessing the other situation. And she's just, like you said, probably texting or on the phone or something. Doesn't see where she's going and happens to drive up the back of a tow truck. Like that, she could have slid into all of them.
Yeah, I mean, to people that text and drive. I mean, you kill yourself and others. Very, very lucky nobody died in that.
Wow.
Yeah, she probably took her head down for 5 seconds, and in that span, 60 miles an hour, she probably traveled, 1,000 feet, and then literally 100 feet off the air off the tow truck.
She's probably looking down to hit the auditory rewind when she heard you doing a tennis update.
Or fast forward.
Yeah.
Well, you can't fast forward live radio unless you're going back. So, all right, you know what? I'm done.
I just want Pat to know that I appreciate the tennis updates because I do think it's a major. It's a Grand Slam event. You have to give the updates there. If it's a regular old tennis tournament, then no, but you do have to give our audience the big stuff, and most of our anchors don't do that. Like Schwartz would never do that.
Oh no, Schwartz would, and then it would lead to us having a meeting over playing alerts. Schwartz doesn't know.
Schwartz would, but he would mispronounce all of the foreign names.
Yes, that's the problem. We've actually encouraged Schwartz not to, so we have to stop staying up there.
Please stop. Stay away from the French names. When we come back here on the show, how should Zach Gelb greet listeners a week from today? DA, CBS Sports Radio. Yes, sir. Been a fun week here aboard the mothership. Thanks for taking the joyride with us. You can always listen to any part of the show in podcast form, full 4 hours. Best of the show or the PGP permission granted podcast, all available in podcast form. And our podcast personally, Mraz is One Giant Step, talking about the Giants offseason. Broke a little bit of news yesterday with one of the defensive players of the Giants. discussing why exactly he's been out. Nobody seemed to ask the question. Mraz got the news. So that's part of One Giant Step this week. And I interviewed Constantine Maroulis, who was a star for American Idol season 4, the Carrie Underwood season that launched him into fame. He did a Tony Award nominated turn on Rock of Ages on Broadway. And now is another really cool Broadway show as well called Rock and Roll Man, about legendary DJ Alan Freed from Cleveland, who's one of the biggest reasons the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is in Cleveland. So that was part of New York Accent this week, and that was a fun conversation as well. Do a little Broadway and American Idol and acting, and he thought that the Idol judges might have specifically tanked him earlier than needed to get the outrage pumped up and to take some attention away from Paula Abdul's scandal at the time. So I thought that was interesting. I don't remember that because I didn't watch Idol that religiously, but that was fun. Zach Gelb is going to be parking your cars at Bob's Bar a week from today. And I'm just wondering, he's going to be in that Matt Rhule Nebraska coaching outfit. How do you think he should greet our listeners? With like a yes, sir, no, sir, what can I do for you, sir, because he is the valet? Or should he address them as, I'm Zach Gelb from the Zach Gelb Show?
No, he's Matt Rhule from Parking Cars. He should not address him as Zach Gelb. Yes, sir, where would you like it? Would you like me to wash it? Anything like that.
So almost apologetic he should be.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Pete has looked at the job as beneath people, so he should act beneath people.
Should be tipping his hat.
Okay. Are we tipping Gelb, do you think?
Oh,
no.
No tip.
No.
No tip, Gelb. Okay. When we come back on the show, Jamal Murray, hand injury affecting game 4. We'll discuss next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.